You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the market. Honasa Consumer IPO, the parent company of Mama Earth, opens for public subscription today and will close on Thursday, November 2, 2023. The price band for its public issue at Rs. 308 to 324 per equity share of face value Rs. 10 each. The IPO comprises a fresh issue of shares aggregating up to Rs. 365 crores and an offer for sale, with promoters offloading 4 crores 12 lakhs 48,162 shares. The lot size of the Honasa IPO is of 46 shares with subsequent bids in multiple lots of 46 equity shares each. The minimum amount of investment required by retail investors is Rs. 14,904. Ahead of the public issue, Honasa Consumer Shares grey market premium rose 2.16% over the upper end of the share price on offer. Meanwhile, air conditioning and commercial refrigeration firm Blue Star Limited recorded Q2 profit at Rs. 70.77 crores, up 66% as against Rs. 42.64 crores during the second quarter of FY23. The profit was driven by renewed demand for its room air conditioners after the summer season, which was impacted due to unseasonal rains and also a strong order book. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 1,890.40 crores, up 19.5% in comparison to Rs. 1,582.29 crores during the same period last year, while the total income during the quarter was at Rs. 1,903.36 crores. Total expenditure during the quarter in review was at Rs. 1,808.37 crores. During the quarter, the company also completed the infusion of Rs. 1,000 crores through its first ever QIP. Speaking of profit, TVS Motor Company's stock price surged by 1.56% to Rs. 1,634 today. However, it retreated later by 0.71% to Rs. 1,597 a day. The company posted a standalone net profit of Rs. 537 crores in the second quarter of FY24, a 32% year-on-year increase compared to Rs. 407 crores in Q2 FY23. The company reported a 13% year-over-year revenue increase, reaching Rs. 8,145 crores in the second quarter ending on September 30th, as opposed to the Rs. 7,219 crores it had recorded in the corresponding period of 2022. TVS Motor Company share price gained 0.85% in the last 5 days, 4.53% in the last 1 month, 28.18% in the last 6 months, and a whopping 49.11% year-to-date. Moving on, pediatric multi-speciality and perinatal care hospital chain Rainbow Children's Medicare Limited posted second quarter profit at Rs. 62.91 crores, 2.9% in comparison to Rs. 61.13 crores during the year-ago period. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 332.68 crores, up 6.3% as against Rs. 313.05 crores during the second quarter of FY23. The company in a statement said, quote, "The company recorded its highest ever revenue and EBITDA despite a delayed onset of the monsoon and overall deficit in seasonal rainfall, showcasing robust progress in operational performance," unquote. While the total income recorded during the quarter in review was at Rs. 340.50 crores, Rainbow incurred a total expenditure of Rs. 255.25 crores during the quarter ended September 2023. Next up, the industry sector. Larsen & Toubro on Tuesday said that its hydrocarbon business, known as L&T Energy Hydrocarbon, has secured letter of intent for yet another ultra-mega onshore project from a prestigious client in the Middle East, further to the recent ultra-mega project award for a gas compression plant. The scope of work, L&T said, comprises engineering, procurement and construction for gas processing plant consisting of inlet separation facilities, booster compression system, a mine gas recovery unit, dehydration unit, mercury removal unit, NGL recovery unit and sales gas compression system in new onshore facilities and its integration with existing gas processing plants. Over to the technology sector. India has suffered its biggest data leak ever if the claims of a hacker, PWN0001, are to be believed. The personal details of over 81.5 crore Indians have been leaked online, allegedly from the data collected by Indian Council of Medical Research during COVID-19 testing. The data includes names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses and even Aadhaar numbers. First noticed by ReSecurity, an American cybersecurity and intelligence agency, the stolen data was posted by hacker PWN0001 on breach forums, Data Breach and Discussion Forum, exposing private data of over 80 crore Indians. The ICMR is yet to respond to these claims, and the case is more likely to be investigated by the CBI. Lastly, the share market benchmark indices ended lower in the volatile session on October 31st with Nifty below 19,100. Biggest lower on the Nifty were M&M, Sun Pharma, Eicher Motors, LTI Mindtree and ONGC, while gainers included SBI Life Insurance, Titan Company, HDFC Life, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Asian Paints. Except Realty, all other sectoral indices ended in the red with Auto Bank and Healthcare down 0.3 to 0.6%. The BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.3% while Small-Cap Index ended flat. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.